Chapter 2. My Life Bits. My own quest for Total Recall began in 1998 while I was working as a researcher at Microsoft. I didn't start out thinking of Total Recall. As usual, I was being pragmatic and looking for things to make my own life better. A colleague, Raj Reddy, asked me if he could digitize the books I'd written and put them on the web as part of his Million Books project. Sure, I told him. Microsoft has a lot of lawyers. They should be able to get me out of any trouble that comes from copyrights. Seeing those books become digital felt good and encouraged me to try some more scanning. I did the scanning myself just to see how to do it and whether it was interesting and useful. I scanned a pile of correspondence, patents, and around 100 articles. I became even more upbeat and set my sights on scanning all of my papers and notebooks. I saw it would declutter my office and allow me to work from home or anywhere I happened to be. I could be an efficient, paperless teleworker. Then I thought, why stop there? With all those cheap terabytes of storage coming down the pipe, why not just keep everything? Not only books and papers and emails, but slide presentations, product brochures, health records, interviews, photos, songs, movies, all the information of my life. It wasn't as if no one had thought of this before. Bill Gates wrote in his 1995 book, The Road Ahead, "Someday we'll be able to record everything we see and hear." Clearly, that someday will come, because we'll be able to make practical use of all those e-memories. That someday is going to be in the middle of someone's life. Why not mine? Why not now? But how? How could one person speed the arrival of the era of total recall? I became intrigued with the idea of keeping everything. There's a strong social prejudice against this very simple idea. Keeping everything is like the eighth deadly sin. You'll become a pack rat, a hoarder, obsessed with your past. You shouldn't look back. You need to clear out your attic and throw stuff.